Welcome to Pharma Talk Radio. I'm Valerie Bowling, producer of the program. I'm pleased to give you an overview in a nutshell on what to expect at the 5th Annual Patients as Partners Conference on March 15th and 16th in Philadelphia. There is a lot to go over, so I'll be as quick as I can, and you'll find out very quickly how much choice there is and how much we're reporting on for the 5th Annual program. Before I do so, I would like to thank the Biden Cancer Initiative's Greg Simon, who 6 years ago inspired us to develop this program, so a huge shout out to Greg Simon. Officially approved by Patients Included, this conference is the only program in the U.S. that truly demonstrates how to involve patients throughout the entire medicine's development lifecycle to drive greater efficiencies in clinical research. The focus of this year's program is on turning discussion into action, and Kate Woda, the conference director, has worked meticulously with the advisory board and members of the speaking faculty, both in person and over the phone, to make this happen. So opening day one is Pfizer's Dr. Roslyn Schneider and co-chair with a talk on the evolution of patients as partners and what's coming next. The opening keynote is cancer survivor and patient advocate Stephanie Joho, who has a story that you will not believe, with a great outcome, but with many lessons for industry and advocacy to learn from. And this will follow with Tufts' Ken Getz with the results of his 2017 Perceptions and Insight study, which gathered responses from nearly 13,000 people worldwide. And afterwards, we'll have representatives of the FDA and the Michael J. Fox Foundation join Stephanie Christopher of MDIC on the method for incorporating patient preference information into the statistical design for clinical trials. So following the morning networking break, attendees can choose between two tracks of large pharma case studies on applying patient engagement initiatives and demonstrating their impact. So we have how Tesario is integrating the patient in the clinical development process, how Janssen is creating strategic collaborations that are driving patient-centered trials. We have how Takeda used various patient engagement frameworks internally to build support and a cultural shift for patient engagement. The other track choices include how an entire large pharma team at UCB collaborates to incorporate patients at every stage of development. Bristol Myers Squibb will deliver a talk on translating patient insight and patient experience internally into clinical development deliverables. And lastly, on day one of the pharma track choices, GSK will show how they implemented a pivotal end-to-end engagement initiative at different stages of the drug development process. Attendees will have additional choices on tracks dedicated to treatment decisions, patient involvement early in R&D, patient impact on changes in drug development, and data and metrics measurements. In this second set of track choices, you'll hear from both patient advocacy and pharma, to include Novartis, Genentech, Janssen, and Pfizer. Day one will also include networking time and a luncheon. And the afternoon of day one, can you believe that's just the morning of day one? Anyhow, the afternoon will feature panel discussions on diversity, which will be led by Dr. Luther Clark of Merck. And this will follow with a panel on engaging patients at the site level with Christine Pierre from the Society for Clinical Research Sites. And finally, the last panel of the day will be with Healthy Vibes' Abby Steele on harnessing the expertise of patient opinion leaders. Okay, so this takes us to day two. On day two, we'll begin with Patients as Partners, David Leduc of the Bonnie J. Addario Lung Cancer Foundation, where he will discuss the Community Hospital Center of Excellence program, which is a case study format on how to engage and educate in the trenches at the community level. Dr. Teresa Mullen of the FDA will follow, and she will provide a regulatory perspective. And then Pfizer's Dr. Roslyn Schneider joins us again, but with patient advocate TJ Sharp and reps from the Food and Drug Law Institute, where they address the legal barriers and holdups for patients in clinical trials and what we can do about this. And I have to give a shout out to TJ Sharp, who saved his own life by coordinating his own care, the right doctors, in the immuno-oncology space, and knows all too well about the legal barriers weighing down patients in clinical trials. So thank you so much, TJ, for bringing this topic forward. Mark Booten of the National Health Council, Suzanne Schrant of the Arthritis Foundation, and Dr. Anne Beale of Sanofi will join forces to address patient engagement progress and how we're doing. We also have the National Kidney Foundation and the Achillean Pharma Group to discuss their externally led patient-focused drug program and lessons learned. Our morning will conclude with Kyle Bryant of the Friedrich's Ataxia Research Foundation and Robert Metz of Horizon Pharma, where they discuss how they collaborated on aspects of clinical development for better clinical trial design. And wrapping up the day is Kim McClearly of Faster Cures, and she presents the Faster Cures report on how patient advocates engage industry. All attendees receive a patient toolbox with a summary of the key takeaways and access to our community networking room, where you have one-on-one conversations with patients who've experienced clinical trials. There's also exhibitors with interesting and alternative solutions from everything from reducing the burden on patients in clinical trials, sharing data, help with building patient boards, raising awareness of clinical trials, clinical trial matching, engagement, educational, and communication programs. We even have patient therapy dogs who are experts at teaching empathy. The fifth annual Patients as Partners program is March 15th and 16th in Philadelphia. It is presented by the Conference Forum. There are conference groups using the term Patients as Partners in their marketing, so be careful to check who is organizing the program. To learn more, visit www.theconferenceforum.org and be sure to use code TEML for a 10% discount. Again, TEML for a 10% discount. Thank you so much, and we hope to see you in March at the Patients as Partners Conference.